To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is Brad Young in for Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. We have joining us today in studio, service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. It's a mouthful, but we love them. And we've been doing 100 acts of kindness all year long, thanks to Jerry Kelly. So, we're asking you to do, it could be something big, a large gesture. It could be something small, like holding a door, making a donation in this time of need, donating a coat, donating food, all kinds of great stuff, and that you can do. And Mark Porter is with us now. And the reason we wanted to bring you in, Mark, first of all, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
We know that at this point, when it's 29 degrees, depending on where you are, and the kind of setup you have, it can be very difficult to keep your home warm, and it can be very expensive to do that. So we just wanted to have you in today to talk us through some of the best practices.
Yeah, so the weather is constantly changing in Missouri, right?
Yep.
With it being so cold, I think one of the best things that people can do is just keep that thermostat level. Keep it comfortable inside your home.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, because people believe, and we had your colleague Jeff,
yeah,
in the summer talking about how to keep it cold, and when the heating costs and cooling costs were rising, and no fault of Jerry Kelly or any of the HVAC companies, it's tough to do that. And we were talking about consistency of that thermostat, and a lot of people think that when you leave the house, if you're not going to be home, well, you know, in the winter, let it cool down a little bit. No big deal. I'm not home. When I get home, I'll turn it back up. Not a good idea, right?
Right. Yeah. So most modern HVAC systems are kind of like a car. The hardest part of that is that starting and stopping again. So just allowing it to kind of stay level and keep that even temperature throughout the home is better on the system, and it's better for you.
Well, other than the thermostat issue, Mark, what is one of the other most common mistakes that homeowners make when it comes to just heating our homes in the winter?
Yeah, change the filter. Once a month, I always recommend filter. Even if you've got a bigger one, go out and check it. Make sure that airflow is good and everything is functioning the right way.
I've done this, and I know that everybody's done this. I've gone and I look at the filter and I go, it's not that dirty. I'll stick it back in and save $8, and I'll throw it back in there. You're saying we should be changing it regularly, regardless of how it looks?
Absolutely. I think that it's better just to get the most airflow throughout the system as possible. Mm-hmm. All these systems will break down if there's a ton of dirt and debris that comes in. So it's better just to stay up on the filter change and know that you're ahead of it.
So you're saying once a month?
Once a month, yeah. Most people have one inch filters, so that's typically 1 month is when we want to see those changed. If you have some of the bigger media filters or an electronic air cleaner, you can push it a little bit farther. But once a month on the 1 inch for sure.
I'm not speaking for myself here, but somebody might be listening, saying, "Okay, great. Where's the filter?"
So if you go down and you look right next to that furnace, it'll be on the left or right side of the front of the furnace.
Okay, and it's easy to remove. You just pull it right out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking to Mark Porter. He is a service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning. And Mark, when I was in college, I had an apartment that the rent included the utilities. So in the winter, I kept it about 85 degrees in there in the winter. In the summer, I had it so cold that you could hang meat in there. Okay.
Right. All right.
But that was in college. So in reality is, what temperature do you recommend that people should keep their thermostat on in the wintertime?
So really, that's going to depend on where you're comfortable. So your furnace should operate at whatever temperature you set it to. So it's just based on your own comfort inside your own home. I've seen a lot of people stick anywhere between 70, 72. Me at my house, we like it a little bit cooler, so we keep it a little bit lower, but totally up to you.
What do you keep it at?
We keep our house at like 68.
68?
Yeah.
So that's funny because I'm at 66 in my place right now.
I'm at 67. How funny is that?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, right on.
I don't mind the cool. Like, no. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. You can always bundle up, you know.
So what's the difference? And maybe it's difficult for you to estimate, but, you know, the difference in keeping the thermostat at 72 or 5 degrees cooler, just 5 degrees.
It just depends on where you're comfortable at. So
I'm saying in terms of cost or maybe not cost, but the strain that you're putting on the system.
There's really the strain itself is going to come from the, like, if you leave and you have, you know, we've got to cover a 10 degree gap where it's got to heat up again. But I can't imagine there would be much of a cost between 68 or 72.
Well, what about programmable smart thermostats? I put one on my home a few years ago. It's fun. I can adjust it with my phone. I can do that. But are those more inherently more efficient than an analog, or do you see benefits or detriments of having a smart thermostat?
So the benefit to something like a Wi-Fi thermostat would be if you're out and about, you're going to be gone for a month on vacation, right? You don't want to run that bill up because you're not going to be there. But most people get away with just having a normal one. I always recommend having the Wi-Fi one just because it's nice to have that ability and control it from your phone.
Okay, so let me ask you about that. Being on vacation or being away from the house, that's the one exception to turning the thermostat down, right? To not working it so hard. How long do you need to be gone in order for that to make sense, first of all? And I guess, secondly, what do you want to keep it at?
So not to give you the cop-out answer, but it kind of just depends on your home. Some people will keep it at a cool 60 degrees to try and save some money while they're gone or something like that. But it all just depends on where you want it to be.
What about for freezing pipes?
Freezing pipes.
You want to make sure that doesn't happen, right? So there is a very bottom you want to go.
Yeah.
I've always heard like 50 degrees or something like that.
Yeah. I most thermostats won't even let you pull the heat down that cold anyway. So there should be a bottom limit in the thermostat where you try to press the button and it won't go down any further. So the actual number, again, there's so many factors that go into it. Is the basement finished? Is it not finished? How good is the home at retaining the heat that's inside of it? I would recommend if you're going to be gone for a month or so, keep it about 60, 65. You should be fine there.
One of the things that always frustrates homeowners is trying to figure out when is the time to replace an HVAC. So from your perspective, Mark, and again, we're talking to Mark Porter, service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning. What are some of the indicators here in the wintertime that maybe it's time to get the HVAC replaced?
Yeah, so age can be a major factor, right? So with the modern advancements in HVAC, there's a refrigerant change that's happening this year, which is more the AC side of things, but it's affecting the furnace as well. You know, typically you want to take what the cost of the repairs or cleanings that you're going to need, and then you want to add that against how old the unit is and kind of weigh that option and figure out what's best for you and your family at that time.
I got a couple of questions coming into the text line, and they want to get your expertise on this. One of them is, what MERV rating do you suggest for filters? I don't know what any of that means.
So the MERV rating is essentially how restrictive the filter is. So airflow is going to be the most important thing throughout the system. So we can always pull pieces out and clean them separately. But if we put a really restrictive filter in and it causes the blower motor to overheat, it's not quite as good. So the thinner the filter, the better. We'd rather clean out a blower motor than have to replace one.
And also, this one says, hold on a second, we lost it. The arrow on the filter points to the furnace, correct?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what this. I
know what that is.
I have to admit, I have never changed a filter in an HVAC unit.
Sounds
ever.
Like you need a tune up.
Yeah. You want to come to the house? Yeah.
Jerry Kelly can stop by.
I'm a little nervous about this, quite honestly.
No, you'll be fine.
Okay. We don't know that. And another one wants to know, does the heat even turn on at 68 degrees?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mine does. I'm at 66 and I can hear it turn on every now and then.
No, it will run. It gets real cold in Missouri, so it'll run.
And one of the things that I've always heard is that if you want to save money, and I don't believe this, but I'm asking you, you're the expert. I've always heard that if you want to save money, you can really turn down your thermostat and then run space heaters in the rooms where you are. Isn't that a bad idea?
Yeah, the cost, it depends on your system, but I would never recommend running a space heater if you have some kind of heating system in your home. They are
ever for any reason?
Emergencies, right? Or maybe if you have one little nook, like an office or something, where you're a little bit more cold-blooded and want that extra heat, but space heaters will not keep up, and your electric bill will soar.
So what if you do have, because there's a difference between gas heat or, you know, electric. Is there a difference in how those operate or how effective they are?
Not necessarily the effectiveness, but how they operate for sure. Traditionally on an air handler, you have electric heat strips, or typically that's paired with a heat pump. And then a gas furnace, you just have a, you know, it's a little flame box down there, right? So just
do you, if a person is you know, building a home or moving into one and they have the option of going with electric or gas, what would you recommend?
My personal recommendation is always going to be going gas. I think that just in my experience, the time that I've been doing this, they seem to heat the home a little bit better. Not that electric and heat pumps can't heat the home, but gas furnaces just seem to be the go.
We're talking to Mark Porter, service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning. And Mark, I learned this only recently. I used to be in that category of people that would shut the vents off in rooms that I wasn't using, or if I wasn't going to be in the basement for a while, I'd go and I'd close all the vents, thinking in my head, well, I don't need the HVAC down there because I'm not using it, and it's going to improve the heating and air conditioning in the rooms where I am going to be living in. And then my HVAC guy said, no, you shouldn't do that because it interrupts the flow of the air through the entire home. Is that right?
That's right. So same concept with having a thinner filter. It's better to have airflow everywhere. If we start closing off airflow, you're going to create what's called static pressure. It's going to be too high on that unit and could cause issues later on. So yeah, definitely keep all the vents open, or as many vents as you can.
Any other tips that you want to give people that they can do around the house that isn't necessarily about the HVAC itself?
Well, I keep vents uncovered. I know that's still tied to the HVAC, but make sure you don't have a rug or anything stacked on top of them. Allow everything to breathe the right way. And not necessarily not tied to the HVAC system itself, but just make sure you have tune-ups twice a year.
Oh, a tune-up twice a year.
Yeah. Every 6 months.
Jerry Kelly handles that.
We sure do.
Oh, man.
Clean and check. I trust you guys.
And plumbing and electrical.
And electrical and plumbing.
Yep.
That's clean, right. And clean and check, I think. Isn't that what that's called?
That is
clean and check?
Correct.
There you go.
Mark Porter, service manager for Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. We appreciate you coming in. Thank you for all the information and for educating me, because I don't know anything. No, I know where the thermostat is. I know how to turn it up, turn it down. That's it.
Nope. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're the best.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.